O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to There Is a King by Brandon Lake, Stephen Furtick, and Tiffany Hudson. This arrangement begins with a beautiful oboe solo accompanied by guitar. The sustained instrumental tones fade away as the vocalists replace them, singing about the events mentioned in Revelation. The woodwind interlude returns throughout the song, an apt accompaniment for the words, "And every tear he'll wipe away. Soon we will meet our Savior face to face."
There is a King seated among us. Let every heart receive him now. Where there is praise, he will inhabit, and there will be grace and mercy all around. Every burden will be lifted in his presence. Every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King above all kings.
Buried in shame, risen in power. He is alive, and the stone is rolled away.
Behold him, and every tear he'll wipe away. We'll be at home, the war will be over, and soon we will meet our Savior face to face.
All our worship will be Jesus Christ, the King above all kings. Jesus Christ, the King above all kings.
Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, which no one could number, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and along with the elders and the four living creatures, they fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these people in white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." Then he told me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. The one seated on the throne will shelter them. They will no longer hunger. They will no longer thirst. The sun will no longer strike them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb who is at the center of the throne will shepherd them. He will guide them to springs of the waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Thinking about international relations can be a rather depressing endeavor. So many of the interactions between nations have been characterized by conflict and violence, and we appear to be incapable of learning our lessons. World War I was supposedly fought as the war to end all wars, and it claimed 40 million casualties. Afterwards, the League of Nations was established so that international disputes might be settled through diplomatic means. 21 years later, a far greater war came. World War II saw over 70 million casualties. Soon after this war ended, the United Nations was established with the hope of abolishing war from the face of the earth. But since that time, there have been over 250 armed conflicts with over 50 million casualties around the world. And those numbers are getting larger every day. But the Bible assures us that this will not always be the case. Our passage looks forward to the day when a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, which no one can number, will stand before the Lamb, who is Jesus, and in unity declare his praise. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. A day will come when the Lamb will shepherd his people and wipe away every tear from their eyes. Do you believe that? In the next few moments, pray that the Lord would apply this truth to your heart, that this reality would free you from discouragement and anxiety. No matter how bad things look around the world or in your own life, sadness, misery, and injustice do not get the last word. May we anticipate that future chorus of praise now by offering our own to the Lamb who was slain. Let's close now with this prayer from Clement of Rome. To those who rule and lead us on the earth, you, Sovereign Master, have given their authority and kingship. So marvelous that power of yours words fail to express, that seeing the glory and honor you have provided for them, we should be subject to their rule, not resisting your will. Grant them, Lord, the health, peace, concord, and stability to use rightly the sovereignty you have bestowed on them. For you, King of Heaven, you it is that give mortals glory, honor, and power over what is on earth. Lord, make their counsels conform to what is good and pleasing to you, that using with reverence, peacefully, gently, the power you have given them, they might find favor with you. Amen.